Celluloid Heroes. Opinions you can trust.
Hey, this is Philip Seymour Hoffman, and you're listening to Celluloid Heroes Radio.
Okay, welcome to Celluloid Heroes on the road for the first time ever.
Live on location. How exciting.
Exactly. We're here for the opening weekend of Secret Cinema, which is quite exciting. Still, as yet, know quite little about it. We're dressed sort of relatively strangely.
Yeah, 60s civilians.
Do you want to describe your attire?
I am wearing sort of brownish cords, the sort of brown you would see.
Yeah, when you're after a night out when you're not too well.
Maybe that sort of brown. shitty brown.
Yeah, okay. And I'm sort of wearing some sort of brown, I suppose, you know, quite retro, I'd say. This is the theme we begin. We know relatively little about it. You might be able to hear the trains going overhead because we're in a little pub out underneath the train tracks of Waterloo Station.
That's where it's been held, which is lovely. Your suit's a bit like the... the old gentleman in Up.
Oh, really? Right, okay. It's also quite like the one that David Tennant wears in...
Very similar.
In Doctor Who, yeah, but without really the long sort of brown coat. Yeah. But it's all right, yeah. So we're still guessing as to what the film might be. And we got a relatively good idea. We know it's sort of some oppressive state sort of thing. Should we keep our guess secret? Or I suppose we can say now.
Yeah, we can say. Okay. We hope... that it's the Battle of Algiers.
Yeah, that's our pretty solid guess. I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if it wasn't that.
Yeah, but, the 60s, whatever it is, the 60s civilian is pretty obvious.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, there's quite a lot of clues that would be given out in French and stuff, so we'll see how that goes. Throughout the evening, we'll try and give you little updates and maybe even try and do some roving reporting, speak to some people outside.
Grab some... pedestrians.
Exactly, yeah.
Talk about their attire.
Under the disused bridge, which in normal circumstances might be a little bit, you know, dodgy. But it's all, you know, it's all fun. It's all fun and games.
It's fun and games, yeah.
Okay. We'll leave this for now and we'll come back and talk to you in a little while.
Yes, bye-bye.
Someone got attacked on the way in.
Yeah, a kid got pushed over and someone got arrested.
Yeah,
French.
It was all a little bit frightening. Edward, you don't speak any French, do you?
No.
And you know, I can't really understand this sort of Middle Eastern accent. But, you know, and we're now inside the depths of the tunnels in Waterloo underneath the station. So it's pretty much, I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, it's been completely recreated to the sort of the slums of Algiers, the capital of...
Yeah, or wherever we are, we don't know yet.
We don't quite know.
Yeah. So somewhere, we're guessing a French provincial Arab country. And so it's all quite misty. There's lots of bars and little stalls selling beads and sort of drinks and strange sort of, you know, curries and Middle Eastern food and stuff.
A lot of guards,
yeah.
Someone
I mean,
told me to take my hat off.
To be honest, even cowering in this corner doing this roving reporting... I'm feeling a little bit scared, Edward. How about you?
Yeah, I'm feeling very scared. I feel any second that we're going to be flung to the floor.
Yeah.
And cuffed.
Exactly. So it's all pretty exciting so far. I mean, we haven't done much exploring. We haven't seen the main sort of auditorium yet.
No, haven't seen the auditorium. People are starting to flood in, but it's still relatively empty at the moment. But it's only just opened. It's been about 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, we were pretty much the first people in. We'll give you another update when things progress, I suppose.
So you can hear the
sound. You
should be able to hear that.
The sort of prayer calls, And, well, so far, you know, a lot to be discovered, but it's going well.
I might go and make a little prayer.
Me too.
So, we are in Algeria, if you're English. And at the moment, we're in... some Algerian woman's bedroom, bedsit, I suggest. She was asleep earlier, and then she started combing her hair.
Yeah, it's sort of a strange little boudoir, isn't it? I think we sort of scared her. She asked us if we were Algerian. I think she's just woken up. She's a little bit groggy.
Yeah, a bit groggy. She doesn't understand English, which doesn't help. I think she thinks you were touring Algeria in the end. I think she confirmed that.
Maybe we should try and take a picture to... sort of convey how sort of oddly out of place and unwelcome we feel. And she's gone now.
Yeah, we've sort of shooed her out her own bedsit, which is very sad. If we look around, there's simply just a mirror and a bed, some curtains